Strange things keep happening. 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 Strange things keep happening.
Carve their arabesque, and sorrow fills the silence all around. You come and see. There's a harbor lost within the reeds, a jetty caught in overhanging trees, among the bones of cormorants. No boot mark here, no fingerprints. The rivers roll down to a soundless sea. Would you come and see? She cried for mercy. my gold and silver, if thou wilt release me. Oh, la.
Nationals are ganging up on me. What'll I do?
Oh, Yeah.
says she strays, and he doesn't like it being this way. And she tried so hard to steal away from the meeting place, but her heart had left. Consciousness wherever he lays, he struggles to sleep at night and during the day. He's worried she's waiting in his dreams to drag him back to the meeting place. His love had left him there. Well, the voice still echoes, I'm sorry I met you, darling, I'm sorry I met you. As she turned into the night, all he had was the words, I'm sorry I met you, darling, I'm sorry I've left you. Thousands come put out the fire on us. To the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. It was a junk house in South Carolina, held a boy the age of 10, along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Well, Billy woke up in the back of his truck, took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands, while the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man.
Thank you. Well, now you heard another side to the story, but you wanna know how it ends. If you must know the truth about the tale, go and ask the milkman.